KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and it's 52 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested Wednesday on drug charges following the execution of a search warrant at a residence in Lenox. Taylor County deputies, with the assistance of Ringgold County Sheriff's deputies, entered a home in the 600 block of East Ohio Street in Lenox, and after conducting a search, charged 44-year-old Aaron Bollinger of Lenox with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bollinger was being held on a $1,300 bond with additional charges pending. 28-year-old Samantha Guile Smith of Creston was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and held on a $300 bond. A Creston resident reported to police Wednesday morning that someone had stolen a wallet from his car while it was parked in a 300 block of South Lincoln Street. The wallet was later recovered, but $300 cash, a checkbook, and register were missing. The loss was estimated at $350 altogether. It's not clear what time frame for the theft was. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer yesterday said a man was arrested Tuesday on numerous charges following a traffic stop that escalated into a pursuit Tuesday night, with speeds of the suspect vehicle reaching over 100 miles per hour at times. At around 11:18 p.m., deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office tried to stop a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by 26-year-old Robert Castillo of Bedford for an equipment violation. The incident began near the intersection of P Avenue and 220th Street, or about 1 mile west of Clarinda. The vehicle was owned by Damian and Jolene Most of Corning. Jolene Most was a passenger in that car. As the deputy initiated the traffic stop, the vehicle sped up and continued west on 220th. It went into a field of planted corn and made a wide U-turn, causing about $1,000 damage to the crops. The vehicle then re-entered 220th, continuing west until O Avenue, where it turned northbound. The car continued north on O Avenue from the highway until the intersection of 200 Street, where it turned east. Deputies were still in pursuit. They continued to pursue the vehicle on gravel and dirt roads until a tire on the Pontiac had been lost due to the vehicle running over controlled tire deflation tools, otherwise known as stop sticks. Deputies detained Most and arrested Castillo on a Page County warrant for probation violation, with a bond set at $20,000. Additional charges resulting from the pursuit include criminal mischief in the third degree, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, which is a felony, reckless driving, possession of drug paraphernalia, felony eluding, and driving while barred, habitual offender. Castillo was also being held on Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. His combined bond on the charges and warrants is $50,000. Jolene Most was released from the scene and has no charges at this time as the result of the incident. Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Clarinda Police and Clarinda's Police Department's K-9 RICO. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies last night arrested 27-year-old Courtney Bartles of Hamburg and 21-year-old Dakota Giroux of Red Oak. They were arrested in the 1200 block of Washington Street in Hamburg at around 9 p.m. for controlled substance violations. Bartles and Giroux were both transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where Bartles was charged with two counts of delivery of a controlled substance, the use of a minor in a drug trade, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her cash-only bond was set at $22,300. Astrup said Bartles is currently out on bond for drug charges in Missouri and also previous drug charges in Fremont County. Giroux was charged with delivery of a controlled substance. Her cash-only bond was set at $5,000. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 28-year-old Kevin Welch of Shenandoah was arrested on Tuesday on a felony drug charge. Welch was charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. His bond was set at $25,000. And 26-year-old Joseph Acevedo Williams of Clarinda was arrested Tuesday, also for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver, which is a Class B felony. His bond was set at $25,000 as well, and he was being held in the Taylor County Jail. A man from Henderson was arrested Tuesday evening near Carson. Officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday 31-year-old Miles Dustin Longore had been taken into custody following a traffic stop for violation of a no-contact protective or restraining order. Deputies had been called to a home in Carson before they arrived, were informed that Longore had left and was driving a minivan. The restraining order was valid for both Longore and the female protected party. And a traffic stop Tuesday evening in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 31-year-old Vittorio Jolie Hopkinson. She was taken into custody on warrants for OWI first offense and possession of meth first offense, as well as driving while revoked. Elsewhere in the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, or Montgomery County Extension Office, I should say, yesterday said the Montgomery County Fair's Queen, sponsored by the Montgomery County Fair Board, will be crowned on Tuesday, July 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Fairgrounds Auditorium. To qualify, contestants must be at least 16 years of age and no more than 21 years of age as of August 8th, 2019, which is the first day of the state fair. Also, they must not have been married and must be enrolled in school or be a high school graduate and an active member of at least one worthwhile organization in her community. The Montgomery County Fair Queen Contest judging will be held Sunday, July 7th at 4 p.m. in the Conference Center on the lower level of Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. The judging will begin with the introduction of the sponsors and candidates with light refreshments being served, followed by individual interviews. If you're interested in running for the honor, you can stop by the Montgomery County Extension Office at 400 Bridge Street for the application form or download it on a link provided under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. You need to make sure to access all information if you do so online, including the information letter, rules, and entry form. Applications are due at the Extension Office by noon on Wednesday, July the 3rd. Iowa Republican State Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull has stepped down from the chairmanship of the Senate Ways and Means Committee he's held since 2017. Feenstra says he's stepping down to allocate more time to his run for Iowa's 4th congressional seat.
I just need to focus my efforts on that.
Feenstra is challenging fellow Republican Congressman Steve King in the primary. Feenstra points to the income tax reform bill in 2018 that was the largest income tax cut in Iowa history as a major accomplishment. He says he will still be very involved on state tax reform efforts in 2020 in the Senate.
The bottom line is I worked with our majority leader, Whitfer. I said, I'm not done. I still have a lot of key bills that I want to finish up for next year. But I think it's best that you have somebody else do the day-to-day work and let me focus on the final tax reduction bill. And so we sort of agreed that that was probably the best way to go down the path.
Feenstra has 1 year left in his current Senate term, and he says he has a lot of things left to accomplish there. King faces Feenstra and two other Republican challengers in next year's primary. The son of an Iowa civil rights attorney in the midst of a high-profile civil trial against a former governor has been arrested in the courtroom where his mother's trial is taking place. Polk County Sheriff's records say 50-year-old James Barton Collin of West Des Moines was arrested during a break in the proceedings Monday and charged with interference with official acts. He was booked into the county jail and released within an hour. Their charge is a simple misdemeanor. Conlon told courthouse officials he was testing the air after his mother complained it was making her ill. Roxanne Conlon blames construction in the courthouse. Court officials refused her earlier request to move the trial. Conlon and her son didn't respond to a message from the Associated Press, but she told the Des Moines Register she's furious her son was arrested. She's representing former Iowa Workers' Compensation Commissioner Chris Godfrey in his discrimination lawsuit against former Governor Terry Branstad and the state of Iowa. A southeastern Iowa woman has been sentenced to 2 years probation in order to pay more than $14,000 in restitution and penalties for insurance fraud. The Iowa Insurance Division said Wednesday that 39-year-old Brandy Voss of Oskaloosa received a deferred judgment last Friday. Mahaska County investigators say that in February of 2018, Voss made an insurance claim with her insurance company stating that she had lost valuable property. A month later, she sold that same property for a profit. Voss admitted to selling the same property on which she had made the insurance claim. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.